I sit here and write a paper in a dimly lit coffee shop, surrounded by leather couches and clean tables. How much different writing must have been for my grandma's cousin during the Death March of Bataan. As I think of whether or not I will have to walk home in the dark, I'm brought to remember the darkness that fell on American trenches where my grandmother's uncle kept a wide-eyed watch. I'm left to wonder, what has made the difference, and how can I hope to fill such shoes? These were men. I smile at what jokes they must have shared, what fears they must have vented, what midnight hours were spent gazing at a dark canvas ceiling. These were men, but they weren't perfect. No, the people who have defined our history have never claimed perfection. They have seldom even claimed goodness. And yet, we stand in awe of what they have created. The story of our nation testifies that it is in our darkest hours that we find our strength. May 9th, 1865. The end of the Civil War. Tears of rejoicing mixed with tears of loss, as the course of our nation was forever altered. This was the day independence won out against tyranny, and we restored the title, Land of the Free. This was also the day fathers noticed their sons were slaying at their own hands. Brothers realized they had sealed one another's tombs. There was a chance to stop and ask, what have we done, and what will we do? Beyond this joy mingled with sorrow, there was a long road ahead. For liberation was only the first step towards equality, a path we still tread. This was a time shrouded in darkness and uncertainty. We stood on the brink of receding into our past errors or casting ourselves into greater sins. It was on this brink that imperfect men and women took up the task of reconstruction. When America came through, she experienced a 50-year economic golden age, heralded in by civil rights and sacrifice. The stage of our country's greatest progress was set while the cries of the slain still echoed in the background. Fast forward to the end of this golden age, 1929, accurately termed the Great Depression. The American economy fractured, and seemingly all hope of restoring it went up in a literal cloud of dust. Enter the American people. The Great Depression was not greater than American resolve. When our challenges got bigger, we got smarter. Farming and global marketing were revolutionized, and the workforce responded in a mighty way. By the start of the Second World War, America was back on her feet, and from that point on, her economy catapulted past every one of her global competitors. It was a hard journey, fought for at every turn, but at every turn it was directed by unsure hands. The people who led our nation in yesteryear were no better or worse than those who lead today. The human factor remains the same, not glorious or sure, but willing. For what America has always been and continues to be is willing. As a people, we are willing to admit our flaws and resolve to overcome them. We may fail, but it's through our failures we visualize and achieve our success. 33rd President of the United States, Harry S. Truman, summed it up like this: America was not built on fear. America was built on courage, on imagination, and an unbeatable determination to do the job at hand. There are few greater encouragements than this, my brothers, that there were men and women just like us who went before. They failed, they succeeded, but they did it the same way. We are in a troubling time of history. Our debt has reached record heights. Our people are seemingly divided, and the threat of war is ever present on both horizons. Our stage is set, and when things hit the fan, we will be there to rebuild, learning from our past and establishing our futures. This is our hope. History tells us we will encounter tragedy and failure. Our history tells us we anticipate these without fear. We know our failures are stages for success, and we know the American people are equipped to perform. That is the nature of our flaws. They cannot destroy us. They can only become the foundation for our betterment. My ancestors knew this of their country. One of them continues to prove that with a white cross in Verdun, another through 49 years of military service. The fight goes on the political, economic, and military fronts. The conflict will not cease, but neither will our determination to overcome. We have always beat the odds, and we won't stop now.